Authentic News right here on RBN Live. This 13th day of September 2024. Jim Fetzer, your host. We begin. Putin supporting long-range strikes on Russian territory would put NATO at war with Russia. First report, antiwar.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday strongly warned the U.S. against allowing Ukraine to use NATO missiles and long-range strikes inside Russian territory, saying the move would put the Western military alliance, quote, at war with Russia. Of course, he spoke in Russian. Putin's comments came after Politico reported the White House was finalizing plan to expand the areas inside Russia where Ukraine can use U.S. and British provided missiles. Calamity. Meanwhile, we have a similar report from a website where you can see Putin talking about it. We get by the... Here we go. More... momentarily. Huh? Unreal. Here's another report about it. This is so significant that multiple reports about it are more than warranted. Breaking news right here. Listen to this. Daniel Davis.
Information out that we've been talking a lot about, the United States is considering allowing Ukraine to use long-range weapons to fire throughout the depth of the Russian Federation. We've seen Anthony Blinken. We're going to see that here shortly. But Biden has said that they're, quote, working out, trying to give permission and what that may mean, et cetera. And as the United States and Ukraine are trying to figure out exactly what that would mean and what the limitations may be, Russia has been talking about that they view this in very, very stark terms. And now this is just coming out. This has just come out from the Kremlin. This is Vladimir Putin on Russian television. And he's going to say something in this clip that is very, very stark and alarming. And we better pay attention to this because this is new language that's also coming out of the Kremlin. Watch this.
But when it comes to using high-precision, long-range, Western-made weapons, it's a completely different story. The fact is that I have already mentioned this, and any expert will confirm that both in our country and in the West, the Ukrainian army is not able to strike with modern long-range precision systems of Western manufacture. It cannot do this. It can only do so using intelligence from satellites, which Ukraine does not have. This is data only from EU satellites or from the United States in general, for satellites from NATO. This is the first, the second, and very important, maybe the key, is that only NATO servicemen can enter flight assignments to manage these missiles systems. Ukrainian servicemen cannot do this. And so this is not about allowing the Ukrainian regime to strike Russia with these weapons or not. It's about deciding whether NATO countries are directly involved in a military conflict or not. This decision is made, it will mean nothing other than the direct participation of NATO countries, the United States, European countries in the war in Ukraine. This is their direct participation. And this is already, of course, significantly changes the very essence, the very nature of the conflict. This would mean that NATO countries, the United States, European countries are at war with Russia. And if that is the case, then bearing in mind the change in the very essence of this conflict, we will take appropriate decisions based on the threats that will be posed to us.
Yes. That was alarming here. That last.
You got to understand that Vladimir Putin being very serious. So what in the world's going on here? We're talking about World War III for sure if these long-range missiles are used. According to Armstrong Economics, Ukraine has been ordered by U.S. neocons to provoke World War III before the election. The Epoch Times reported, we have a major problem with Ukraine. This is not about defending their territory or fake democracy. When Zelensky suspended any election to maintain his dictatorship as long as there is a raging war, Ukraine has invaded Russia. And last night, Zelensky launched scores of drone attacks, even targeting Moscow. If China invaded the U.S. and landed in California, was 500 miles into the state, was launching missiles at Washington, D.C., would we do nothing? Putin is the only adult among world leaders who fully understand the ramification of what NATO and the American neocons are doing, trying to provoke a response where Putin attacks anything in NATO so they can pretend he is the aggressor to launch World War III. This was staged to influence the debate tonight on NBC, a neocon mouthpiece. Trump and RFK are anti-war. And we may see Kamala or ABC use questions to resurrect that Trump is a Putin puppet because he's against World War III, as is RFK. If they use that attack tonight, you know it was a setup. The Democrats are flooding the email with requests for endless donations. Let me add further about the playbook. The neocons are following the same playbook used by FDR. Congress would not issue a declaration of war to enter World War II in Europe. FDR did what he could to focus the Japanese to attack, which was a justification for entering World War II. We are following the same playbook. Because it came out that the U.S. had already broken the Japanese code. They knew about the coming attack. Then there was a Senate investigation into this manipulation of Congress. There was even a leak to the press that Japanese might attack Pearl Harbor on November 30th before the attack of December 7th, 1943. Get this. You have a representative, Adam Kissinger, declaring that the North Atlantic Treaty Organization could take out Russia in only 3 days. That is insane. The fact of the matter is Russia could take out NATO in less than 3 hours and throw in the United States. I fear that unless Putin uses a tactical weapon inside Russia to eradicate the invading Ukrainian force, we may see a coup where he is overthrown. The only way to wake up the West is to demonstrate he will use a nuke for NATO, and the American neocons say he is bluffing. That's the only way to get the West to question our leaders. I have thought taking out NATO headquarters in Brussels might be a nice demonstration. But idiots like Adam Kissinger may very well have an influence to commit the United States to a war we are going to lose. Meanwhile, Russia reports it could combine with China if both face threat from the United States. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said Wednesday, Russia's partnership with China is not aimed at any third country, but the two countries could combine in response to threats from the United States. I would like to remind you that Moscow and Beijing will respond to double containment by the United States with double counteraction, Zakharova said when asked about U.S. plans to deploy a Typhoon missile system to Japan for several months. The Typhoon is a new missile system developed by the U.S. that would have been banned under the Intermediate Nuclear Force Treaty between the U.S. and Russia. The Trump admin tore up in 2019. The INF prohibited land-based missile system with a range between 310 and 3,400 miles. The Typhoon can fire nuclear-capable Tomahawks. It's clear that both Russia and China will react to the emergence of additional and very significant missile threats, and the reaction will be far from being political, which has also been repeatedly confirmed by the two countries. Stand by. What she is saying is, if Russia is attacked in Ukraine, it may very well be that China responds by attacking the United States as well. Meanwhile, retired General Jack Keane reports U.S. on the pathway toward another world war. Let's listen in.
Lesionado en un accidente, haz la elección correcta. QPN Abraham.
Now listen to what Netanyahu said about a potential ceasefire deal.
Hamas has consistently said no to every one of them. They don't agree to anything, not to the Philadelphia corridor, not to the keys of exchanging hostages for jail terrorists, not to anything. They just want us.
Retired four-star general Jack Keane joins me now. General, will it be diplomacy or military action that settles this thing?
Well, hopefully a little bit of both, but the reality is really clear in terms of what the prime minister is talking about here. We got to go back to the fact that why does Hamas have these hostages? They've never done anything like that in the past on a scale. One or two is what they've done in the past. I think they got coached, frankly, by the Iranians, who had four decades of taking hostages and has had a huge payoff for them. I believe what Sinwar and his leaders had in mind for taking the hostages is, one, get a lot of prisoners out of Israeli jails who they value. They're, in other words, Hamas fighters. But secondly, and even more important than that, use the hostages to ensure that they survive at the end. Some of their fighting force also survives, and it's a way to force the Israelis out of Gaza completely. So that's finished a congressional commission that looked at the national defense strategy of this administration, Biden and Austin as well. And we looked at, I was on a commission that did Trump-Mattis strategy. And what has fundamentally changed from one administration to the other is Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea working together, collaborating, coordinating, and truly helping each other. And the fact that they perceive the United States as being weak, and they're going to take advantage of it. So they have been incentivized by their perception of us. It's no isolated event that there's war in Europe for the first time since World War II on a major scale, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. No accident that, or isolated event, that what's taken place in the Middle East, where Iran has operationalized all of their proxies to stranglehold Israel into making people stop living there and destroy the state of Israel and push the United States out of the region. And President Xi's aggression has increased dramatically. So yes, our commission concluded we have not seen a period of time like this since World War II. And as a result of it, it is possible that the United States could find itself in a conflict with China, and at the same time, Russia and Iran up their game, because they believe the United States would be challenged to handle the conflict with China, much less two others. And that would mean global war.
Serious stuff.
Absolutely right. Global war, no doubt about it. Meanwhile, a member of the Polish parliament rebuked our Secretary of State. Here we have Laura Logan. This is absolutely staggering. When have you ever heard anyone anywhere on the planet deliver a public review of this nature to a sitting Secretary of State? That is a big F you to the deep state, and it proved they are losing everywhere. We just don't see it clearly because this is a covert war. So let's see if we can pull it up. What's going on here?
Blinken, go home. Go home as soon as possible. Get lost. Get lost. We don't want you here. We don't want Polish people paying and dying for your wars. Thank you very much. Blinken.
Well said. Blinken, go home. U.S., go home. Get the hell out of these other countries. Meanwhile, while Germany's chancellor is pushing for peace in Ukraine, in an interview with German TV September 7th, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz called for a push toward diplomatic solution to the war in Ukraine. Now is the time to arrive at peace from this state of war, he said. Adding the new peace conference should be organized and one at which Russia should be present as one of the belligerents. Significantly, Schultz asserted the idea has the backing of Ukrainian President Zelensky. The vast peace conference was held in Switzerland in June, failed to make any headway toward a ceasefire as Russia was excluded from the event. How stupid is that? Meanwhile, Israel's war in Gaza update, this horrific violence must stop. There are over 22,000 Palestinians who have life-altering damage to their bodies. And of course, we know the death toll continues, is staggering. Here's a recap of the day's event. At least 40 Palestinian killed in various attacks across Gaza. Israeli forces pulled out of the northern West Bank city of Tubas. UN Chief Antonio Guterres reiterated calls for a ceasefire in Gaza after another deadly attack on a UN shelter for thousands of displaced Palestinians. The beat goes on. Meanwhile, does any other country besides Israel have the right to defend itself? The narrative has finally begun to shift. Voices have grown increasingly louder, demanding Palestinians have the right to defend themselves. From the Palestinian Chronicle, despite the countless atrocities, assassination, and violation of humanitarian and international law, American politicians and the corporate media recite ad infinitum, the accepted talking point that Israel has a right to defend itself. From their distorted perspective, only the aggressor deserves that prerogative. Israel's claim to self-defense is never questioned, though it has one of the strongest modern militaries and the latest air defense system, stockpiled 400 nukes, and as the United States, the world's largest military power, standing to protect it, we are to believe that Israel is in physical danger. On the other hand, the Palestinians, most in need of defense, are denied that right. They are told to accept colonized lives in the Gaza concentration camp, to accept marginalization, injustice, and humiliation forever, that they have no right to resist the Israeli apartheid regime. How absurd is that? How wrong is that? How grotesque? Meanwhile, rape by female soldiers. A Palestinian in leaked Sid Tiamat photos speaks. A man in the famous photograph, Ibrahim Salem, spent 8 months in Israeli detention where rape, electrocution, and beatings were routine. Blindfolded, arms behind his head, standing by the barbed wire fence of the Israeli Sid Tiamat detention camp. One of the first photos leaked from the notorious army base where thousands of Palestinian prisoners were held without charge and routinely tortured. The man in the picture, Ibrahim Salem, was released last week after nearly 8 months in detention. He told Middle East Eye the photo, first published by CNN, was just a tip of the iceberg of his horrific experience in detention, including rape, electrocution, and treatment.
So much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind. I'll open up the door.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Rasayana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Rasayana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Rasayana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies, Shila G is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, contradicting that clip where you heard Benjamin Netanyahu declare that Hamas is denying any interest in a ceasefire, Hamas keeps saying they want a ceasefire. Bibi says they'll never do it in the U.S., blames Hamas. Reporter, is White House prepared to increase pressure on Netanyahu to accept a ceasefire deal similar to U.K. withholding more weapons? Kirby, Hamas is the main obstacle. Israeli protesting and hostage families say it's Netanyahu, but Biden officials are still playing this game. How bad is this?
And is the White House prepared to increase pressure on Netanyahu to accept a ceasefire deal, potentially doing something similar as the United Kingdom in terms of withholding more weapons?
I can't think of anything we haven't put more pressure on ourselves than to try to get this deal. And we still, We know how urgent this is, and we're working night and day to try to see if we can get a deal in place. Hamas is the main obstacle to this right now.
There's John Kirby just lying his teeth off. I mean, you could just threaten to cut off weapons to Israel, and it would all end overnight. Meanwhile, where was Amnesty International during the genocide in Gaza from the UNS review? Israel is genociding the Palestinian one neighborhood at a time, hospital at a time, school at a time, refugee at a time, one safe zone at a time. Francisca Albanese, UN Special Rapporteur on August 10th. One would expect the human rights organization would spring into action during an impending or unfolding genocide, the ultimate violation of human rights. Maybe human rights NGO action should be proportional to the level of the crimes they're concerned with. Thus, the more killing, torture, arbitrary imprisonment, bombing, etc., that is plainly evident, the more action one would expect. So what is the output of time of the leading human rights organization to face a genocide in Gaza? Below is an analysis of Amnesty International press releases and announced action. They are doing nothing. Meanwhile, Israel suddenly has a population, a problem with attacks on population centers. Israel worries that Iran might retaliate for Israel's unprovoked attack on Tehran by striking a military target near an Israeli population center. But it's fine for Israel to go after Hamas fighters in populated areas. Caitlin Johnstone. Israel has been loudly and melodramatically fretting about an impending retaliatory attack from Iran and Hezbollah. It claims likely include strikes in the vicinity of civilian population centers. This is, of course, rich, coming from the regime that has spent 10 months turning Gaza into a flat wasteland of rubble and civilian corpses. A Washington Post article titled Israel Anticipate Direct Attack from Iran. U.S. deploys more vessels to region contains the following interesting paragraph. Israel has communicated to Iran and Hezbollah that targeting civilian population centers would be considered a red line for Israel, which is preparing for a spectrum of scenarios, including one in which Hezbollah attacks first and is joined by Iran afterwards, said Yoel Aguzansky, a former official in Israel's National Security Council, who is now a senior fellow at the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv. Israel fretting about attacks on its population centers is echoed in a recent Axios post titled, New Israeli Intelligence Suggests Iran Prepares to Attack Israel Within Days, whose Israeli intel sources said the attacks by Hezbollah and Iran are likely to be bigger than the one conducted last April and include the launching of missiles and drones at military targets in central Israel, including in the vicinity of civilian population centers, which is funny in a couple of different ways. First, the IDF headquarters is located smack dab in the heart of Tel Aviv. So any attack on the hub of the Israeli war machine would necessarily occur in the vicinity of civilian population centers. Second, it's funny because Israel spent years justifying its attacks on Palestinian population centers by claiming Hamas is using human shields by surrounding themselves with civilians to deter attacks. Placing a legitimate military target in the heart of a civilian population center and then declaring a red line against attacking civilian population centers where legitimate military targets are locating after launching an insanely escalatory assassination in Tehran is obviously using civilians as human shields. No doubt about it. Meanwhile, House pushes back on China's infiltration of American campuses with new bills.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Lots about domestic politics. Daily Wire: Trump declares he won't debate Kamala again. There's a man who's capable of learning from experience. Former President Trump decided Thursday he would not participate in another debate against Kamala Harris, who signaled she wants a second face-off, but only after getting favorable treatment by the moderators during their first match, held by ABC News earlier this week. Meanwhile, former Clinton advisor, get this, former Clinton advisor, calls for investigation into whether ABC News rigged the debate. Of course they did. A former top advisor to Bill and Hill said ABC News should hire an external law firm to conduct an internal investigation of whether the network was involved in rigging the outcome of the presidential debate. The demand was made by political strategist and pollster Mark Penn, who was a chief strategist for Hillary during her 2008 presidential campaign. I actually think they should do a full internal investigation, hire an outside law firm. I don't know how much of this was planned in advance, Penn told John Solomon Reports podcast. I don't know what they told the Harris company, but after suspicion, I think the day after suspicion here is really high. And I think a review of all these internal texts and emails really should be done by an independent party to find out to what extent they were planning on, in effect, you know, fact-checking just one candidate and, in effect, rigging the outcome of the debate. I think the situation demands nothing less than that. Good for him. We know, of course, Kamala was wearing earphones in her earrings. We know that she had the questions in advance. Her answers were too good. We know she was fully rehearsed. Turns out that the woman who runs ABC News is a close personal friend to Kamala. How about that? And the moderators only sought to fact check Trump, and they were getting it wrong more often than they were getting it right, 6 or 7 times, and not fact checking Kamala, where she made at least 21 false claims. Meanwhile, Breitbart, why we don't feel we're better off than we were 4 years ago. Remember, that was the most important question. Why Harris dodged the most important question of the debate. Namely, it took place right at the start. ABC debate moderator David Muir asked what might have been the most predictable question, too. Are Americans better off than they were 4 years ago? This is a classic question that any incumbent candidate should expect to be asked, and an especially salient question now when polls show many Americans are deeply unhappy with economic conditions and believe their financial condition is deteriorating. Ronald Reagan, of course, used a question to devastating effect against incumbent President Jimmy Carter in the 1980 debate. What we know, of course, is we're wildly worse off than we were before, and Kamala wouldn't answer. Meanwhile, Jean-Pierre ruled Kamala Harris with a damning confession, namely, under questioning, she admitted that, of course, Kamala's a continuation of the Biden-Harris administration. Of course. When she's trying to pretend she's the outside candidate and that she is going to turn the page. One of Trump's most brilliant points was, of course, to say, go down to the White House, wake up the Biden, sign an executive order, shut down the border, do it now. You can do it now. We'll find reason after reason why they're not doing it. Meanwhile, Biden put on a Trump hat in what they called a unity gesture after his supporter confronted him. Here's the story. Rumors are swirling that Biden was quietly pushed out of the 2024 race by his own party. Bear in mind, he appears to have died. The fake Biden appears to have died flying into Las Vegas. It was thereafter we had the statement, not on White House stationery, with a forged signature, not the right signature, indicating that he was withdrawing from the race. It didn't have the seals required by the Federal Election Commission because he forgot to talk about supporting Kamala. They had to do that with a tweet. Fox, a video of President Biden donning a Trump 24 hat went viral across X with several shopped. The image was real. A video of Biden at the station showed him taking the Trump 2024 campaign hat from a Trump supporter, putting it on top of his own head. And what the White House said was a friendly gesture of unity. This isn't AI. It's been confirmed by multiple outlets that it's not AI. And there are tons of live video feeds that have confirmed it. Radio host Christopher Calvin Reed said, meanwhile, if you thought that was accidental, listen to this. Biden enters Air Force One carrying a MAGA hat. Roger Stone reported it. Biden knows the message he's sending to the country by carrying the MAGA hat. He's making it very conspicuous. We got the video here. He is not supporting Kamala. Meanwhile, Marianne Williamson says, the eating cats issue will hurt the Democrats in the election. Haitian voodoo is real. She says it makes Democrats look like smug elite jerks. Former presidential candidate Marianne Williamson warned Democrats they're dismissing concern about migrants eating cats will hurt them in the election. Residents in Springfield, Ohio have reported in social media posts that Haitian migrants are capturing and eating pets. But local law enforcement has said they have no confirmed reports. The issue has gone viral on social media. It was used by Vice President Harris to try to paint former President Trump as unhinged during the debate. continuing to dump on Trump because of the eating cats issue will create a blowback on November 5th. Haitian voodoo is in fact real, she added, and to dismiss the story out of hand rather than listen to the citizens of Springfield, Ohio, confirms in the minds of many voters a stereotype of Democrats as smug elite jerks who think they're too smart to listen to anyone outside their own silo. She's got that right. Meanwhile, the GOP governor is sending police and funding to deal with migrant crime in Springfield. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is finally stepping up to help the people of Springfield in a big way. This comes after the Ohio town descended into chaos in the wake of the influx of 20,000 Haitian migrants. After Trump brought up the situation in Springfield during Tuesday night's debate, the Main Street has worked overtime to try and make it look like absolutely nothing is wrong there. This could not be further from the truth, as Springfield residents have indeed been sharing tons of grievances about the influx of the 20,000 migrants from Haiti. Here's DeWine is now announced he's sending in state troopers to deal with the reckless driving problems that come about in the wake of their arrival. He's also saying Springfield $2.5 million to deal with health care. In the city, wait times for health care have increased dramatically in recent weeks. He's going to find things that will shock him, no doubt. But none greater than this. Get it. This is the Gateway Pundit. And I'm having to go through a security check to get to the Gateway Pundit. Why? Because they're uncovering illegal Haitian voter registration fraud operation. They have ballots already printed up and in Creole language. I'm being blocked. This is a huge story. I repeat, the Gateway Pundit. Breaking. Ohio's Election Integrity Unit uncovers the illegal Haitian voter fraud operation. Huge, huge. Meanwhile, Trump hurls a major accusation at Kamala. Then she claims she owns a gun. Does anyone think that's true? I certainly do not. Trump and Kamala had their first presidential debate Tuesday night. While there are many surprising moments, one stands out above the rest. Trump spent much of the debate highlighting the fact that Harris had been trying to distance herself from her radically liberal stances recently. Indeed, since she became nominee, she's been trying to portray herself as a moderate. Harris has done this despite openly holding far-left stances throughout the entirety of her political career. Trump wants to remind voters of this with one attack in particular. Her response left everyone stunned. From Fox. She has a plan to defund the police. She has a plan to confiscate everybody's gun. She has planned to allow fracking in Pennsylvania. She's planned to not allow fracking in Pennsylvania or anywhere else. Trump said that's what her plan is until just recently. In response, Harris shot back. Revealing, I should say, claiming she and Waltz own guns. I made very clear my position on fracking, and then this business about taking everybody's guns away, Harris said. Tim Waltz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So much for the continuous line. What? How, after how anti-gun Harris and Biden have been since they came into power, it's safe to say, nobody saw this coming, and it's overwhelmingly probably false. I can't believe it for a second. Meanwhile, the Biden border policy faces scrutiny as illegals voting is becoming manifest. Nowhere more so than in Ohio, where they even have the ballot printed up in advance in Creole, the native language of the Haitians. Border policy faces scrutiny as illegal voting scandal unfolds. It's going to grow much bigger. The latest revelation regarding the Biden admin border crisis seems little more than to confirm what many conservatives have suspected all along. The Democrats are intentionally allowing illegal immigrants to run rampant for electoral gain. With every illegal brought into the country, the hope of creating a new loyal bloating block comes ever more clear, and the situation becomes even more alarming for those who believe in the rule of law. Recently, the DOJ announced an undocumented individual, Angelica Maria Francisco, has pled guilty to a series of serious charges, including stealing the identity of a U.S. citizen and voting illegally in several elections. This case serves as a stark reminder that many who cross the border unlawfully may not be looking just for a better life and a lot of freebies, a lot of free stuff. Some are actively participating in undermining the Democrat process that real citizens hold dear. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz suddenly demands that Biden dismantle a parallel immigration system that has not been approved by Congress. Ted Cruz, and I compliment him for this, is leading the charge among a group of senators who are demanding that Biden admin end a fundamentally flawed program. Cruz went so far as to claim the Biden admin has created a parallel immigration system without congressional approval. The Biden admin recently restarted this controversial program despite discoveries of fraud. The program allows 30,000 to immigrate to the U.S. each month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela each month. Once in the state, those who take part are given a two-year work permit. However, the Fraud Detection and National Security Directorate found over the summer that around 3,000 sponsors in the program had filed more than 100,000 forms. In another disturbing twist, it was discovered some of the sponsors were using phone numbers belonging to dead people. They also reported using addresses of storage units and fake zip codes. Biden's DHS paused this program back in July out of an abundance of caution. At the time, they promised additional vetting in the future. Just 6 weeks later, however, they put it back because they're benefiting from it. Grotesque. Meanwhile, Trump issues a major election integrity demand to Republicans, save or shut down. Over the past few years, Democrats have been trying to make it easier than ever for illegals to vote. Having alienated millions of American citizens with their failed policies, they're resorting to make it simpler for non-citizens to vote in a desperate and pathetic attempt to stay in power. Former President Trump is now hoping to combat that in a big way. The stakes of this election could not be higher. So it's more crucial than ever Republicans step up to increase election integrity. From the Daily Wire, if Republicans in the House and Senate don't get absolute assurance on election security, Trump said, they should in no way, shape, or form go forward with a continuing resolution on the budget. The Democrats are trying to stop voter registration with illegal aliens. Don't let it happen. Close it down. The SAVE Act, which passed the House as a standalone bill in July with some bipartisan support but never was taken up by the Democrat-controlled Senate, aims to require that individuals show proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote in election for federal office and Bush's state to remove non-citizen from voter laws. What could be more appropriate than that? Meanwhile, a top Democrat just admitted the worst about Kamala Harris. How many worse things could you find? When Vice President Harris ran for president in 2020, she took a number of extreme left-wing positions. She supported banning fracking, eliminating private health insurance, decriminalizing illegal immigration, mandating Americans drive electric vehicles, and defunding the police. Now that she's a candidate for president, she wants to pretend none of it happened. Her campaign has released a series of press releases from anonymous sources claiming she no longer holds those views. But when Bernie Sanders was asked about it, he explained she was being pragmatic. She's not changing her views. She just wants to be elected.
Patriots, are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serkey, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind. I'll open up the doors.
Well, we got a half a dozen final stories. I'll mention them and talk about one in particular. Kamala's extremism is now even scaring Democrats. Joe Biden dons red Trump hat while visiting Pennsylvania firefighters. The View co-host slams the panic button over Donald Trump's secret weapon this election. Trump leads Harris in poll, sparking chaos among Democrats. A damning new video spells the end of the road for Kamala. CNN told this nasty lie about the debate between Trump and Harris. The View story is interesting, I think, because it reports on a segment of the population that often tends to be overlooked. Let me mention here where they are afraid that if the Democrats don't get a very high percentage of the young vote, they're going to go down the tube. Hillary A Democrat needs to carry 16% of the youth vote to win a presidential election. Hillary fell short in 2016, winning 59%, and Trump won. Biden hit the 60% threshold 4 years ago. Kamala is nowhere near those numbers. Trump led Kamala 48 to 47 in the New York Times Arena poll. One reason Trump led Kamala, because she was only winning voters age 18 to 30 by 51 to 43. On The View, co-host Sarah Haynes argued the secret to Trump's success with young voters was the fact Trump appeared on podcasts popular with young Americans who aren't regular voters. Trump is doing something that was just brought to my attention this weekend. He's on a podcast tour with some pretty crazy people. But the reach of these podcasts is massive. They're getting millions of hits. He's hitting them all, and they're talking about what you'd expect from him. Nothing. But the point is here, those people who are watching are mostly geared toward young people. So are not watching CNN, Fox, The View. They're on podcasts. And who the hell would want to watch CNN, Fox, The View, or ABC for that matter? It's disgusting. They're all in on it. They're all betraying the American public. Absolutely outrageous what's happening. Here, Kamala's extremism is even scaring Democrats. She finally did it. She put her policy views on her website. Many weren't even policies, more like word salad or statements of views, but she didn't have time to say anything before the debate. And she was getting a lot of flack for not doing so. To find out more, CNN used a 2019 ACLU poll to look at some of her past views. Then Aaron Burnett talked to Andrew Kaczynski about his investigation. She slammed Harris over it, calling out some of those crazier parts and the much more liberal stances she's trying to avoid now before the election because she knows the American people won't accept them. Damn right.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by MyNutra. Why is hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hempaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gently weeps.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 13th day of September 2024, where I take your calls. We have several lined up. Sammy from Las Vegas, I'm delighted to have you back, my friend. Give me your latest thoughts, Sammy.
Good day, Professor. I hate to overcall in, and believe me, I hate spending my Fridays calling into talk shows, but I had to tell you this. Did you see the interview Robert or Bobby Kennedy did about the interview with Trump and Harris?
You mean about the debate? No, I haven't seen it, yeah. Sammy. Tell me about it.
Oh, my God. You got to watch that, Professor. He pretty much bitch slapped Donald Trump all through the interview. He said he lost the debate. He wasn't prepared. He was talking things that could be fact-checked. And I think that Bobby Kennedy, Trump might not be going to do the things that Bobby Kennedy wants him to do. And I think Bobby Kennedy might be sabotaging him. It sounds like a sabotage to me from the way I took it, but everybody has a different outlook.
Well, he took such a risk by endorsing Trump. He's most certainly not supportive of Kamala. He's told all of his supporters to vote for Trump. It sounds to me like he was just very, very upset. I agree that Trump didn't appear to have prepared for the debate. I think that's true. But then Trump's so experienced, he's done so many debates, he might very well have thought he did not need to prepare. On the other hand, he wasn't quite anticipating the ambush they had in store, where Kamala had these earring earbuds, where they had her either highly trained or even an actress wearing a Kamala mask with all those gestures and so forth, which were just too precise, in my opinion, to have been authentic, and where both of the moderators were ready to sandbag Trump and hit him with facts that were not facts. I'd say most of the claims they made, contrary to Trump, they were wrong and Trump was right. So it's interesting. Sure, I think Bobby was blowing off some steam, but Trump's not going to lose anything. He gained 4 points on the economy after the debate, 4 points on the economy, which is the number one issue in the election. It went from like 56 to 60. Even higher. I mean, I'm telling you, he didn't suffer damage. Because superficially, Kamala didn't fall on her face. In fact, she was far too coherent. This is another reason I suspect this may have been an actress wearing a Kamala mask. I'm open to being wrong about this, by the way, but it's just how it strikes me. I reached out to a friend who's actually an actress. And she said, yeah, she thought it was saying about a skin tone that didn't look right. And there were other features she mentioned that suggested I could be correct, that this may have been an actress in a Kamala mask, Sammy. But go ahead, give me further of your thoughts, my friend. In fact, Nate Silver, by the way, hasn't changed his estimate. He still gives Trump 64% chance of winning the election in a landslide.
Well, Professor, if we make it to the election, which I kind of doubt,
yeah. What's your concern, Sammy? What would interfere with the getting to the election? Tell me.
Us being bombed by Russia.
Yeah, war, yeah.
Did you hear the interview with Putin, his last interview he did yesterday? He said, these are NATO weapons, so NATO is declaring war with us, and I'm considering this an act of war.
Right.
It's not going to be long until he starts shooting back. That's what I'm worried about, Professor.
I played that interview in the first part of the show, Sammy. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Very, very serious. Putin doesn't. If Putin says it, he means it. He means it, Sammy.
Nuts means nuts. It's not hard to understand.
Right.
Professor.
Listen, I did an interview where the guest was suggesting that perhaps Russia, I think it was just today, with a fellow in Connecticut was suggesting maybe Putin was just holding up to the election to see if Trump were elected, because then he would know they could work things out. But absent that, I mean, if Kamala were to be elected, I think he's going to let the missiles fly. I don't think he's got any choice. And would you believe I quoted a piece from Adam Kissinger, says NATO can take out Russia in 3 weeks. The man has his head where the sun doesn't shine. That is so idiotic. That is so detached from reality. That's the kind of thinking that gets us into a worldwide calamity. I mean, it's just embarrassing that he would be so ignorant and yet and make such a statement.
God. He's already trying to put that land in Gaza up for sale to his Jewish buddies. But yeah. Anyway, Professor, one last thing I wanted to say. Now, I could be wrong. I've been wrong many times. I'll be the first to admit that. But when it comes to gambling, I usually win a little bit more than I lose. And I think the reason Trump doesn't want to do another interview is because they'll bring up all this crazy stuff that he's been saying at these debates and everything and just make him look like a fool. Because they can fact check.
What are some of the crazy things you think he's been saying, Sammy?
Oh, my God, Professor, I wouldn't know where to start, to be honest with you.
Because honestly, I mean, when he's talking about Springfield, none of it's crazy. They make it out to be crazy. But the Haitians eating cats and all that. Marianne Williamson thinks that the Democrats are committing a blunder here by going after him. That is going to backfire in November.
If he is so good at what he's doing, you think he'd be begging for another debate?
Well, Sammy, did you notice how this whole thing was rigged against him? This whole ABC thing was rigged. Did you notice? Did you watch the debate, Sammy?
Yeah, the only thing that I saw where they actually fact checked him was on the thing in Ohio about eating cats and dogs.
They fact checked him five or six times.
What else did they fact check him on? What was it? I can't recall any.
Oh, five or six things, Sammy. It's okay. We'll get back. But I think they were wrong more often than they were right. And there are other. Kamala made at least 21 false claims, and they didn't fact check even one, Sammy. Not even one. Give us a final thought. Go ahead.
He already hit him with that one, with the one in the last debate about his. Hannibal Lecter that he talks about in his debates, they can plan this out. And I'm not even a professional at this, but I've been in the entertainment business all my life.
Yeah.
It's so easy to make him look like a fool, I'm telling you, by the things that he said.
They may be able to make him look like Kamala is a fool and Trump is not. I think the American people perceive that, Sammy. Don't think we're being taken in by all the shenanigans in the mainstream media. We are not, Sammy. It's not changing the outcome of the race. It's making Democrats have kind of a sugar high because their favorite candidate didn't fall flat on his face, but that's because they rigged the whole thing. And did you notice we even have a former Hillary advisor calling for an investigation because it looks to him like they rigged the whole thing. Sammy, this can backfire massively.
Thank you so much, Professor, for accepting my opinion. And I accept yours, too. We don't know who's won until the game is over.
Yeah, well,
anyway, you have a great day.
Thank you, Sammy. I think you're a super guy, and I love your calls. Laura in Michigan, I also welcome you back. Laura, your thoughts.
Hello, Mr. Pester. Now that we're talking about war and everything with Russia, I want to bring up something I haven't heard in a long time, the Strategic Oil Reserve. If you recall, Trump filled it up when the oil was inexpensive, and Biden had been selling it off to China. I don't know how much we even have in the oil, strategic oil reserve. I hear nobody talking about it.
I think it's pretty much bone dry. Pretty much bone dry, Laura. Yeah, this has been the most irresponsible administration in terms of national security in our nation's history. I have no doubt about it.
It's a good way to go to war when you got no oil, strategic oil supply.
And guess what? Biden was asked when he said they weren't sending more arms to Ukraine. Why not? He said, we don't have any munitions left.
Right.
Think about that. We used up all of our stockpile of weapons, our backlog of artillery shells and the like. We sent them all to Ukraine. Now we don't have any more to send.
I mean, they've got to send those cruise missiles into Russia. If they think they're going to destroy Russia in 3 weeks, they're crazy.
Right.
Absolutely crazy.
I agree 100%.
Also, I think that somebody should have a lawsuit and check out that signature of Biden's handing everything over to chlamydia. You already know this kind of fake signature and no presidential feel. Somebody had to go after that.
Yeah. Well, it would be a good idea. The whole thing was fake. The whole thing was phony. And as I say, it appears he died in Las Vegas, and they've just been faking it, and they replaced him with a guy who's 4 inches taller, and the media isn't talking about that. It's grotesque, Laura. It is grotesque what's going on here.
Somebody needs to look into that and have a lawsuit about that.
Yeah.
Throw her out. Her and Walls out. You know. But anyway, I wanted to bring up the strategic oil supply because
I'm glad.
Nobody's mentioned it. But well, Trump had it all filled up with inexpensive oil. And Biden sells it all off to China. Great. If we go to war against China, they'll have our oil supply.
That's because Trump knows what he's doing and Biden and Harris do not. I mean, it's clear cut. It could not be more obvious. And I think anyone who votes Democrat in this election is wishing for destruction, and they're going to get what they want if, in fact, she moves into office. And they're going to do their best to make it happen. They're cheating all these ways. And get that, did you catch a story? They've already printed up ballots for these Haitians to use in Creole. Their own native. Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is.
Unbelievable how they're hurting those people in that town. And that governor better get his butt in there with the National Guard.
Yeah. It may happen. It may happen yet. But I've never seen such an irresponsible government throughout the country at whole. I mean, state from California to New York, they're destroying their states. They have inadequate leadership. They're implementing policies that are destructive to their own states. They're harming their own citizens that they're supposed to be defending. It's a hell of a mess, Laura. It's a hell of a mess.
It's a war on their own citizens.
Yeah.
A war on us.
Yes,
and that's why
is.
They want that. They're trying to push this war. They want to not have that election.
Yeah, that's a part of it.
I'm sure Putin is holding off, but he might not be able to.
I agree. He may not be able to. I think he would like to see if Trump were elected. I think he'd know they can work things out without a world war. But if not,
right?
If not, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
And why didn't Trump during the debate talk about drill, baby, drill? That was a big thing that he does at his rallies. He wants to drill for oil, drilling for oil.
Well, he was following the debate format and seeking to be responsible. It was obviously serious. Kamala was doing this performance with all her facial expressions and gestures, which were very theatrical, very theatrical. Did you watch her expressions, Laura?
No, I can't. I'm blind, so I can't.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
the whole thing.
Yeah, but she was making all these facial expressions and stuff that was very, very odd. And they were the sort of thing I would only expect from a professional actress. Laura, give us a final thought.
Well, just that, as it was said on the Patriot movie, my sister-in-law said to the Patriot, "You have nothing to be ashamed." He says, "I'm ashamed because I've done nothing. We've got to do something."
Yes.
And that same actor is not good. If Kelly Nelson went through that last night. That safe act, you know, you think it's about letting citizens vote, but you got to read the rest of the bill.
Requiring
proof of citizenship. The 14th Amendment.
Yeah.
That's why Johnson isn't letting it go through.
I worry about that guy. And here's another thing. Of course, Kamala likes to talk about the border bill Trump didn't support. Bipartisan. It legalized 1.8 million migrants coming into the country every year. That's the bipartisan border bill Trump didn't
sign. And it was an amnesty bill.
Yeah.
Amnesty bill.
Yeah. All politics, smoke and mirrors. BS. Laura, I like your calls. Got a final thought?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Got it. Hey, Frances, silly girl, join us. What are your thoughts today?
Hello there, young man. It's a silly Viking gal at your disservice. Well, good figure. And I know I'm going to catch you on a break anyway on the time, too. But to say the least, I have to applaud Laura and my deep thoughts for her, especially giving a physical issue that she's having to deal with and live with and so forth. I applaud you, gal. And another gal I have to applaud is Layla. She is a gem. I was listening to the show yesterday, and she is a flat-out gem. No matter how much people may hate or disbelieve her or whatever have you or love to hate her, she's still a gem. I mean, for someone in that position that she is in and lays out on the table like it is, she doesn't BS. Not that I have noticed, I cannot say she is ever BS.
I agree with you, Frances. I think she's a treasure. Continue. Yes.
Well, as far as the debate goes, I only saw snippets here and there on YouTube or whatever, which, you know, you can find anything on YouTube this day and time. So, and then some, I don't care to think about. But, you know, something, the aspect of her wearing an earring, it looks like an earbud, looks like an earring or whatever, is plausible. However, is it not more plausible that she had a regular hearing apparatus on her right ear that was covered by her hair or hairpiece or whatever have you that was in the direction
of... No, Francis. This is commercially available. No. Everybody could see it. She was wearing one right out of the box.
Okay.
This is not in doubt. Yet the internet went wild over this. This is a fact. This isn't a speculation. It's a fact.
Purely speculation. I got you. This is purely a speculative thought on my part, since you couldn't ever see her right ear, which was facing Trump. So aside from
the earrings were earbuds, and they have a video about their virtues and how they broadcast directly into your ear, and no one else can hear it.
Ah, gotcha. Now, oops, I hear the music. I'll hang.
Hang on, Francis. I'll carry you over. Your final thoughts. We'll be right.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do
Francis, your further thoughts?
Yes, and I appreciate you indulging me for a few moments here. I realize why, after all this time, you are uneasy or questionable about J.D. Vance. Simply being that he is a blooming hypocrite. Why? Well, let's see. How about the fact that he is not married to an Anglo-Saxon gal that would actually be able to spit out children for him and thus propagate the Anglo-Saxon ethnic background, hence white male. Instead, he's married to a gal of a different ethnic background. Duh. I hate to do it so blatantly and bluntly, go figure. But now the aspect that people complain about, well, the white males are being eradicated and so forth, well, then maybe the white dudes that are out there now should be getting together with Anglo-Saxon women and having them spitting out the children for them instead of grumping and complaining about it so much. Now, on to one other aspect. This involves the warring aspects of humanity, for that matter. I hate to say that way. Leave Putin, as far as the military and the government here in the States is concerned, leave Putin and the people in Russia alone, for crying out loud. Stop it. Stop it now. Leave them alone, because Putin has to realize that the people here in the States have had it with the government structure, have had it with the military here, and do not back up or concede to this warring of attacking people in Russia or the government in Russia. We do not. I mean, what have they done to us? I'd like for someone to name one thing that they have done to us. And I haven't heard anything yet. None. So they've been minding their own business. They're doing what they need to do to survive and so forth and live in peace. And yet, the international bankers have to go and incite war and hate and greed and fear against another background. Enough already. Stop acting like a bunch of babies that are spoiled brats and act like grown, intellectually and spiritually attuned adults for a change. Enough of that hate and the greed and the fear. Enough already. And with that, have a fun weekend.
Thanks. Francis, you too. Have a good one. Cynthia in California, join the conversation. Cynthia.
Hi, Professor Fetzer. I'm calling in because a commentary by Kelly Nelson, who was interviewed on the Jeff Rentz last night, but she has a site called News with Views, and she has sent out information on the SAVE Act. And one of the people that responded back to her that helps vet information is a retired JAG officer named Joanna Martin. She says, oh, no, there's a provision in there that converts the children of illegal aliens, if the children were born here, converts them into citizens and they can vote. But that's in violation of the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment was never meant that anyone born here is a citizen. Your parents have to be citizens. Your parents have to be citizens. So it actually does almost the opposite of what people are expecting when they support that. And that you have to actually read the whole bills to catch all of this. So I wanted to bring that up for you to take a look at that issue, because I think President Trump is telling people that they need to support the SAVE Act. And that this might be one of your first callers was talking about, where Trump is talking trash. And so if Trump isn't even aware that he's promoting something that's unconstitutional, we really don't want that man in charge. And, of course, Harris is not eligible to be president. We don't want her in charge either. We're really in a double bind here. And yeah. Like I said, the only way we can go is constitutional and try to force the legislators to let us choose our own presidential electors. And who's going to lead that movement? I know that I can't. I can support it, but I can't lead it. I'm pestering people if I can think of them. I'm pestering you, James Fetzer.
Love it. I love it. That is troubling. That is troubling, Cynthia. Did you have more you wanted to add? Are we good?
I'm going to send you some information that I've gotten in from Harry the Greek.
Anticipated an
unfavorable military action against Trump. And I don't want to say anything more about that because I don't want to be the one starting rumors. I want you to have the information so you can try to vet it. And also, there's something about hundreds of thousands of votes from the 2020 election in Georgia cannot be substantiated. There's no proof that a human actually made those. Something like that. No evidence of a ballot being copied like they're supposed to under their state laws. So I'll send that on to you.
Okay,
even if it's being a text, I can't forward a text to you, right? So I'm trying to get it.
Yeah, my little flip form isn't very good at the text.
That's all right.
Thanks,
I'll kind of
send
you a
weekend.
Thanks for the call.
Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All alone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Miles from Maine. Miles, I was so sorry I couldn't get you on yesterday. Glad to have you here today. Your thoughts?
Oh, that's all right. Thank you, James. Well, through all this anguish, at least we've been able to establish your autobiography, The Life and Times of James Fetzer. We're going to have a nice picture, a colored picture of you there with some duct tape over your mouth and your pockets turned inside. Your pockets turned inside out. Then on the bottom, I've been blocked.
I know. Isn't it ridiculous? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's the crazy world we live in, clown world, you know.
But, yes.
You know, I go both ways with Trump on this. If you're not going to debate, say why. You know, make a case of it. I can't debate a liar. I can't debate someone who constantly lies. She's told 20. And make it, you know, and I'm surprised Trump didn't come out better than that. But, you know, I think that's what he needs to do. And, you know, Trump, with all the power he's got, somehow, if you look at it, he's never really corralled that power up. Like, all Trump would have to do is say, I think my supporters should call ABC and say they demand an apology and we want David Muir removed, you know, because he's, as I've told you for years now, this is fake news.
Yes.
And and Trump just, you know, as much showmanship as he has and his speechwriters, they just don't parlay up his strengths the way they could to really, you know, allow him to knock him out of the park. But I think now, you know, I think you're right. He hit on the economy, even though that wasn't his best debate. I still think he, in the end, he slightly won the debate. But I think with that, when he hit those points on the economy and he took 4 points right there, I think Trump now, I think he should just take the gloves off and call them all out. You know, the fake news again. Here we go, the fake news again. And they want to. And I would have told them, no, we're not going back. we're not going back 8 years. We're going back 4 years, and we're going to erase this disaster you've made for the American people. That's what we're going to do.
Yes. Miles, I agree 100%. I predict that is exactly what's going to happen. And did you catch that Nate Silver post-debate still has Trump at 64% in a landslide?
Yeah, I saw that. I think that's a pretty good poll. And, you know, you were right on. You said, remember what you said? I remember you said this. You said, if ABC News doesn't bring it up, you know they're in on it about the Springfield incident there. And sure enough, they didn't. Trump had to bring it up. Trump had to bring it up. And then they didn't have much to say other than, oh, that's not true.
Yeah.
And then now we know. And see, that's where Trump should make his play. ABC owes everybody watching that debate an apology. David Muir should be removed. I think my people do better off since this is fake news. I mean, why should anybody put up with it? We should boycott it. Nobody should listen to it.
ABC disgraced itself, Miles. They disgraced themselves. Yeah. They turned themselves into a hacks for the Democrat Party for this phony fraud, Kamala Harris. What a disgusting sellout.
And then this new thing already where they've discovered the balance. But here's what gets me. J.D. Vance, you know, I'm in and out with him. I like some of the things he says, but, you know, I don't trust any of these World Economic or these CFR people anyway. But he's from there. He's a senator. If anybody's got a right to say anything, he should have been up there, and he should be the one pitching a storm, and he should be the one saying when Trump and I are elected, this is going to end. But, you know, then you come up with another barn burner. And they've already got the ballots already in hand for these people.
Yeah. Now, in Creole. How can you excuse that? This is so outrageous. And let me say, the Gateway Pundit has been doing a great job. One expose after another, Miles. They are doing a great job.
Well, you better look out. You don't get blocked from there.
I don't get what.
Yeah, you're like on the wanted list there.
No, of course. All right, so I've been there for a long time, Miles. I've been there for a long time.
Know, here's the other thing, though, James. How do these Haitians that are there, okay, they've got no established residences. How in the hell do they get a ballot? They've got no established residency.
That's a great point. Oh, is that a good point, Miles? You're nailing it.
So then what's going to happen again? The Ohio Supreme Court's going to say what? There nobody has any standing, and anybody who's existing on the planet can vote. I mean, somewhere has to be done about this.
I know.
And Trump should be the first one to say that this passing the buck is not going to do the job for America.
Listen, I had on my call on Revolution Radio this morning, Paul Gary from Arkansas was responding to my observation that the militias, the sheriffs who can name any number of deputies, and the biker gangs were going to be there to defend America. He said, we got 100 million Americans who are armed to come to the I mean, that was the whole concept of the Second Amendment, to have citizen soldiers who could come to the aid of the country, who are armed like you and I are to come to the aid of the country. He was right. Americans may have to turn out in mass to defend the nation.
And that's what the Second Amendment is about. That's what it's about. But it's just ridiculous. As far as I'm concerned with this Congress and Senate that we have, I mean, my next vote's going to be for the first Hell's Angel running for the Congress or Senate.
They could certainly
be no worse than these sleeping Rip Van Winkles we got sitting around here waiting for something to happen. I mean, they're so lackadaisical. They don't even understand the process they're supposed to represent. Like, I haven't seen them effectively learn how to remove anybody. Like, do you remember one of the last federal judges? And like them or not, you know, was Elsie Hastings getting Abe Fortas removed from the courts? That was sensational. What happened? Did everybody lose their memory? Nobody knows how to do procedure anymore? Or all the guys that do are out of office, like Ron Paul or some of these other guys that knew how to do it? Jesse Helms knew what to do. But we don't have that anymore. And James, with that, have a great show. Thank you for taking my call. And don't forget your autobiography. I've been blocked again.
You're an excellent caller, Miles. Let me add, RBN is out of funds. They need contributions to pay their bills in the coming week. I don't know, but maybe that's to underscore that they're out of money. Mike, what's going on with the busy signal?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's stupid thing does that now. People hang up.
Okay. Just know RBN needs your help. So if there were a time you wanted to reach out and support RBN, that time is now. Meanwhile, we got a call from JP in Chicago. JP, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim, great show today. And yeah, I've been a fan of RBN for 10 years now. In the early days, I just listened and had the kahunas to call in. But I've been calling in a lot. And your show and John Moore's show are my two favorites. So I'll be brief. I got a couple comments and a couple questions.
Please go right ahead.
Okay, first the comments up. When you led off with that Putin speech, that was amazing because that's so important. People don't realize we're like 15 seconds to midnight in our nuclear clock. It's really that close.
Yeah.
It's that close. Russians got 6,000 nukes. You know, they got hypersonic missiles. They can take out our aircraft carriers, no problem.
Yes.
So they're going up against wussies. You know, Blinken and the boy they sent over from London. You know, it's just like these puppets they're sending over. So that's very important. People need to understand we're really close to endgame. Secondly, I'd like to talk about a little bit about the debate. I disagree with a lot of the callers today. I think Trump won. I think Trump won. You know why? Because of the eating the dogs, eating the cats. Eating the dogs, eating the cats.
Yeah.
I made a music video on that.
Good.
I don't know if you've seen
it. Nice. Nice. Love it, JB.
And the two questions I got, you recommended a book, Beatles book, The Forbidden Fruit. When I looked up on Amazon, it wasn't there. All I seen is Forbidden Fruit Freshman, you know, nothing. So who's the author of that book?
I got it right here. Let me Sharon is her first name. Sharon. Where do I have it? I got it.
It's blocked. It's blocked on Amazon. It's blocked on all the major channels. So it must be a good book. It must be. Some back.
Very good. I'm amazed you can't find it. Jesus.
No, it wasn't on Amazon. They blocked it. They blocked it, man. I checked. I searched all the major sites, and so I have to go to some like small bookstore to get it. It'll probably be expensive, I'm sure. If it's
I don't think it was overly expensive.
You can email it to me. If you don't find it, just email it to me. You got my email.
I think it's Sharon, Sharon, Beatles, Forbidden Fruit, Solving the Hidden Puzzles in the Beatles. $23.95. Book Baby Bookshop has it. Amazon has it. Five stars. That's $9.99. 30-day retain. How about that? But
what's the author?
It's Forbidden Fruit. Sharon Clemens. Sharon Clemens. Clemons. Sharon Clemens.
Got it. And I the other question I got, John. With Jim, with all the years, your age, you're being a professor, you're a captain in the U.S. Marine Corps, what's your secret? Do you have a photographic memory? That's what I'm guessing.
good genes. I just got lucky. You know, it's just one of those things. And then it was fortuitous. For example, an admissions officer came to my high school and interviewed me, and I was admitted to Princeton before I'd even applied. I mean, it was that kind of thing. Wow. But yeah, the pieces just fell into place, JP. And you know, I'm going to keep on trucking as long as I can. This government is doing too much damage to the country, and I do want to do everything I can to prevent it from getting worse and make it better if possible. And I appreciate your calls, JP. They're excellent.
Hey, Real quick, I want to plug an RBN show. John Moore has been around from the beginning. He's one of the biggest promoters. And he's got another Zoom meeting. I'm going to be on there 6 o'clock selling LifeWave. LifeWave is a stem cell technology to regenerate your body. I feel 10 years younger. It's developed by Navy SEALs. And he's got a show. You go to libertyman.com. You can get to the link. It's at 6 o'clock Central. Also go to x39hub.com directly. And you can join me and John Moore, and all of us can join on Zoom. You can be a fly on the wall if you want. You don't have to show your face. But we'll teach you how LifeWave will regenerate your body and make you feel younger. And I can't say it heals you, but, yeah, Jim, I've lost 40 pounds and my blood pressure is down 20%. And I've only been on
pretty nice, JB. Pretty nice.
Oh, it's good.
Thank you. Thank you for all that, JB. Thank you very much. Tom in Florida. Tom, lay on.
Yeah, good day, everybody in RBN. I just want to say, Jim, that was a great call by one of my favorite callers, Miles. He made a really great call, and I have to agree with him. I don't care if it's an outlaw or Hell's Angel or whoever. They should run for Congress, some of those guys in those gangs. Those bikers, hell. We've got so many criminals in Washington right now. I mean, Miles hit it right out of the park. But listen, I want to talk about one of my other favorite great callers that hasn't called in. And she actually is one of my favorite callers, believe it or not, is Lauren from Ohio. I would like to hear her opinion about what's going on in Ohio and Pennsylvania, with these Haitian 10,000 in Pennsylvania, with machetes and chicken, ducks getting their heads cut off and cats skinned alive and thrown in boiling grease. They're bringing them out like bacon. They're pulling dipping the cats in hot oil, and then they're pulling them out and then eating the damn thing. It's crazy, Jim. It's something out of like Vietnam or Korea. But anyway, listen, Jim, here's the reason I called your show. And I want to get to Frances right now, the Viking Queen, she calls herself. Well, Viking Queen, I want to know why Taylor Swift hasn't had a child yet. She thinks she's all that. How come her Travis Kelce can't get her knocked up or all the 7 other men she's met with?
Tom, I'll give you my opinion. Tom, I'll give you my opinion about Taylor Swift. They've been paying people to come to the DNC. They pay people to come to her rallies. They paid her for that endorsement. I'll bet they gave her $1 million.
I bet you they gave her $2 million. And they've been doing that since 2016 with George Soros, Jim. They were paying all these Democrats in Florida and Ocala. And by the way, they had a big thing in Ocala today. They busted 3 buses full of Mexicans that they tried to smuggle in here, and DeSantis caught them. And Marion County, you can look it up, Jim. Hello?
Tom, we gotta get rid of all these illegals. Trump has gotta do it. By God, we gotta have that biggest deportation program in the history of the world.
Absolutely right. And now I want to get to Rick in Arizona. Rick, I'll agree with you. You make some good calls, Rick. But I'll tell you right now, and like Jim said yesterday, Professor Fetzer said it, Jim, if Donald Trump doesn't call out to do what he said about deporting in the first 6 months, at least 2 million of these illegals, I will call for Donald Trump to step down.
Are
being all the time saying that Donald Trump needs to resign.
It's got to do the first week, Tom. The first week. The first week.
Jim. Yes, Tom, you're right, Jim. You're right, Jim. But you got to remember, Donald Trump is evoking what David Eisenhower said. He will use the Eisenhower Operation Wetback, too. You're going back to your country of origin. And it ain't going to be easy sending these people back, because these countries don't want these scumbags back. You think Venezuela, Maduro, is going to take a million Venezuelans back right away?
Yeah.
You're going to have to basically go to war with that Maduro. You're going to have to force them back.
Yeah.
And I got to say,
I don't know what we're going to do, how the hell we're going to get them back, but we got to get them out of this country. Get them out for good.
Well, I agree with what you said, Jim, yesterday. I like what you said yesterday. The militias, the bikers, they're all going to unite. You watch. You watch. Millions of people are going to unite now over this. I really firmly believe that.
And
people
sheriff.
Are going to unite. They're fed up. They're fed up. I am so fed up right now what's going on. Jim, here in South Florida, nobody wants to speak English. I told you the other day, they got more Spanish network TV space than they do in English.
Yeah.
And I really would love to hear what Lauren's got to say. I miss her when she don't call in. She's a great woman. I like what she says about, these white women don't want to have babies. Well, they're white men. Well, I know one thing. I'm proud of Lauren. She had a bunch of children. So you know what? I'd give her all. My hat's off to Lauren. That's all I can say.
Tom, okay? Tom, thanks for the call.
Lauren's the one that said, Jim, real quickly, she's the one that said, why are all these black women wanting abortions? They're not even bringing back their whole race. They're getting black women are having abortion at 400, 500 a year.
Tom, it's Friday, and I got three other callers, my friend. Great call. Great call, Tom.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank God bless.
Thank you. Renee, I want to give you some time, girl, but I got two others. Go ahead. Renee, are you there?
Oh, here I am.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. It would be great if Melania would set the example. She has all the resources to get a voice coach so that she could do something about her broken English and accent, okay? Because I hear hearsay that she can speak all these languages, but her English don't sound so good, okay? So I think that's a place where we should start, but I never hear any complaints about that. You know, yesterday, Sammy, Layla, Chance, I thought y'all were fabulous, all of y'all. You know, Sammy, your wife is a lucky woman because you are humble, fair, and honest. And Layla, this was a couple of weeks ago, she had the moral courage to call in and admit that she had erred in the past and she was maybe a little too harsh on the Jews, okay? And so that is a quality that is kind of rare in this genre. And Chance does not give up. You know, it's the uniparty. It's both of them. He will, and Sammy, too, will not let up. It's like when we play this right-left paradigm where we cherry-pick all the good things and exaggerate them and beat them into people's heads on our side and pick up only the flaws on the other side, we are making the people who run this world very happy because we're cooperating in the divide and conquer. All y'all think y'all are doing so good. You're not. You're doing good for the deep state that is trying to destroy this country. That, you know, that has to stop. And the thing is, I this whole thing with the Haitians. I don't just swallow all the right-wing talking points. They're saying that rumor was started by a neo-Nazi group called the Blood Tribe. It's run by two former Marines, okay? The thing is, they're doing stuff to agitate us. It was different during the Ron Paul days.
Right.
He united us instead of dividing us, which is all Trump and J.D. Vance do.
I don't think it's a rumor, Renee. I got now three other callers, Renee, or I'd keep you on longer. You do great. John in Michigan. John, join the conversation. John.
Yes, thanks, Jim. Maybe Melania should take some lessons, voice lessons from Carmela.
Love it, John.
You have to adjust that, but I just would like to also bring out the fact that there is an article out there that shows that all these elite groups, the top 13 families, at the bottom of their totem pole of power, they have each one has a motorcycle gang underneath them. You can look that up. I read that song, you know, a few months ago.
Interesting.
Yes, they all have a very famous motorcycle club underneath them.
Okay.
At the bottom. And supposedly the clubs ran the border drugs for years. And now they there's a whole different. And you're a Marine, so you are doing what you said you would do. So I would be very proud of the fact that if I was at your age and a Marine, I would be doing the same thing.
John. We're
under the bankruptcy of 1933. There is no Constitution. Anybody that thinks go look up the bankruptcy of 1933.
You're right. You've said it before. You've said it again. Thank you. Jerry in Arkansas. Jerry, I think you called me this morning. Go ahead. We lost Jerry. Lauren in Ohio. There you are, girl. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, I am in Ohio. It is absolutely true. Absolutely true. And it's going to continue. There is an interview with Michael Yon and Mike Adams. Look it up. Michael Yon is the one who warned us about the Darien Gap, and he said cannibalism's coming through. He traveled with a cannibal. He'll tell you all about it and what it's about. It's real, and we're letting it happen. We have got to get on these local, your sheriff, your local house reps, your senators, your if they don't want to do anything, the pressure from a mass of people, it's just like how they have to address the border now. Now, they're not doing a damn thing about it. And by the way, they are going to have Kamala as the winner, and you know why? Because so many Democrats have come over to support Trump with RFK. You got The Rock. You got all these lefty, you know, all these, I don't know, you know, people that normally wouldn't support him. So when they install Kamala, people are going to go absolutely apeshit. So just remember, keep your cool. Stop giving them your money. Stop paying attention to them. Stop doing what they say. Stop giving them access to your children.
I think we ought to stop. I think we ought to stop paying taxes. If they're going to do bullshit like that, stop paying taxes. Stop supporting the government because the government is not supporting us. This is disgusting beyond words. It's going to require drastic action.
Okay, and you're absolutely right. But here's the trick. It's not even a stop. The bottom line is God made each one of us. The energy that they're stealing from you when they take your money, the fruit of your labor, and then take it to use it against you to bring these illegal invaders and destroy your country, that's because you're participating. You're agreeing. You're obeying. So what I'm saying is, just stop giving them your money. It's not illegal not to pay taxes.
Remember,
if you work for the government.
Income tax is voluntary. Stop voluntary. To hell with that. To hell with the government. If the government is screwing the American people, to hell with it. I agree.
Right, but it's not an anger thing. It's a fact thing. Now, if you work for the government, you do owe taxes. If you get from the kitty, you got to give to the kitty.
Right. It's a tax on federal income. Lauren, it's a tax on federal income.
Right, but no man makes income. Men make earnings.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Everyone, remember, RBN needs your help. RBN needs your help. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, up here, you love, and about yes, support RBN.